Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Kuf Yud Tes, last daf in Maseches Baba Kama, and we have our work cut out for ourselves. So let's start out with a Gemara on Kuf Yud Ches Maveis. That's where you left off yesterday on the Gemara. So let's start with the Gemara, and then we'll move. Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Lochim, so the Mishnah had said, this last Mishnah, second to last Mishnah, is about buying things from certain people who are Cheskasan, that they are ganavim, because this is the type of parnasa that ganavim and gazlanim are frequent. So the question is, could you buy from them if certain parts of their property are b'cheskas ganavim? So Tana Rabbanan, ein lochem in aroim, lo, you can't buy from shepherds, lo izim, lo gedim, lo gizim, lo tushin salsemer. You can't buy goats and small goats and shearings of wool or other parts of wool that got taken off, because you assume that some of these are were stolen, and the Balabais wants them back, and Neviash, therefore it's still a stolen property. You're not allowed to be cholik maganav. Avalochim mehan tfurin, but you're allowed to buy sewn, if they already made it into begadim. Why? But they change shalahen, because then they're koni at b'shini ma'isa, it's theirs, and therefore it's not a problem to buy it from them. Avalochim mehan chalav ukvina b'midbar, you're allowed to buy from them milk and cheese in the desert. Why in the desert? Because it's not the derech of the Bialim to try to go get it from there. So even if it's stolen, mistama they had yeosh and they're mochalit to the roim. Bamidvar, v'lo b'yishuv, but not in the yishuv, not in the populated areas, because then we assume that the Bialim might want it back. V'locha mehen dalad v'heit zon, dalad v'heit gizin, and you're allowed to buy four or five sheep from them, or four or five shearings. V'lo shteit zon, v'lo shteit gizin, but not two or two of each. Why? Four or five, we assume the Bialim will realize that it's missing, and therefore the Gazan wouldn't do it. The Gazan wouldn't take it because he would realize he would be found out. But two, he wouldn't find out. Therefore, we're choshes that that's Geza. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo baisos lochim mehen bidbarios ein lochim mehen. You're allowed to buy from them baisos and bidbarios. Baisos, you might remember this from the last Mishnah in Beisa. Baisos and bidbarios, right? Baisos are the tame animals, the domesticated animals, the ones that are living with them, that you could buy from them, because we assume that they would realize if they're not there. But the midbarios, from the word midbar, from the ones that are run wild in the desert, that they happen to own, that you're not allowed to buy from them, because we assume also they won't realize. Klal shodaver, though, what's the whole rule of this? Kol sharu amocher balabais margishbo, anything that the shepherd would sell and the balabais would realize that it's missing, lochemehen, that you could buy from them. Ein margishbo in lochemehen, but if they wouldn't realize, then you're not allowed to buy it from them. Period. Amar Mar, quoting the Brisa, Lochem Hand Dalav Hate Son Dalav Hate Gizen, says you're allowed to buy four or five. So Hasta Yishlomar Abaz Avninon Chamishami Ba, you're allowed to buy four. So of course you're allowed to buy five. If you're allowed to buy four because they'll notice four are missing, so surely they'll notice five are missing. So Amrav, two answers. Amrav Chizda Arba Mito Chamisha. It means you're allowed to buy, if he has five, such a small number, then you could buy four because obviously he's going to realize that that's what he's missing. Or it's just referring to two different cases. You can buy four from a smaller herd and five from a larger herd. So the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha, 1 minute. So four and five we explained. What about the other part? You're allowed to buy four or five. Maspa, you can't buy three because three would not be noticeable. But you're not allowed to buy two. Hashalosh Avninan, you'd be able to buy three. So what about three? Could you buy three or not? Right. So in Yana Dioma yesterday, if anybody was walking on the street here, you saw all the sheep on the just pasturing around right outside our house. So lo kasha habe brayasa habe kechishusa. Right. No, it depends if they are strong or weak. Weak ones, balabatim aren't so machped about and know exactly every one of their weak sheep. So therefore, it would have to be four. But if they're strong, then they know each one of them, and they're very special sheep, and therefore you could even buy three, because they would realize it. Okay, two das. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda had made a comment of that there's a distinction between the domesticated animals and the wild animals. So, Brisa's lochem mehen midbaros and lochem mehen v'chulav. So, Yibay Luhu. Rabbi Yehuda, aresha koi ula chumra, odilma asefe koi ula kula. What is Rabbi Yehuda referring to? The Tanakhama made a comment about what you're allowed to buy and what you're not allowed to buy, and then Rabbi Yehuda said there's a chiluk between domesticated and wild. So what is he referring to? Ah, Reisha Koi, is he referring to the Reisha Ula Chumra? And he's being more stringent. In other words, the Amar, Lochem Mehen Arba V'Chamisha, the Tzon, the Tanakhama said you're allowed to buy four and five sheep, And now Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, Hani mili baisos. That only means you're allowed to buy four or five of the tame sheep. Aval midbarios, but the desert ones, afilo arba v'chamishalo. The desert ones, which the Baal HaBayis doesn't really know about, even four and five you're not allowed to buy, because he's not going to notice. And Rabbi Yehuda is l'chumra. Odilma seifa kai ulakula. Or is he referring to the seifa, the second half of the Tanakhama statement, that he's being more makeup than the Tanakhama? To Amar, because the Tanakhama said, you can't buy two. Hani mili bidbarios. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda comments, you can't buy two wild animals, aval baisos, but the domesticated ones, shtayim nami lochin. You can even buy two, as long as they're domesticated, because he would realize. So is Rabbi Yehuda l'kula l'chumra. So the Braisa says, Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, another version of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, which sheds light, lochin baisos mehan vein lochin mili bidbarios. You could buy the domesticated and not the desert ones, but you could always buy four or five, right? So even if they're wild, so you understand, obviously, the Rebbe's opinion is that to be more makel, because he says four and five is you don't even need four and five when it comes to the you could always buy four and five even if they're midbarios. Fine. Next, the Mishnah also said that you're not allowed to buy fruit or wood from Shomrei Peros. From Shomrei Peros, the guards of people who guard the orchards, you can't buy fruit from them, because obviously you think that they took some for themselves. Rav Zavin Shabishta Me'arisa. So Rav Zavin Shabishta Me'arisa. Rav, or Rava on the side, right? Because the Gemara says Rav is always the Bar Pukta of Abaya, right? So Rav was much earlier. So anyway, Abaya is going to talk to Rava. It was a little earlier. So Rav, either way, Rav bought shavishta, which means some vines from an aris, from a sharecropper. So Amar li Abaya. Abaya says, how can you do that? But it's not Avlomi Shomrei Peros, it's in the Peros. Right? It says, for our Mishnah. What do you mean? You kid, don't you? Didn't you get to the end of Baba Kama? Right? He did Dafyomi, I'm sure. I mean, he did more than Dafyomi. But, right, so you can't, the Mishnah says, you can't buy fruit from the guard. So Amar li, there's a difference between a guard and a sharecropper. Amar li, hani mili b'shomer d'les le b'gufa d'aramidi. When do we say that there's a problem only by a guard who doesn't have any chelik in the guf of the karka? He's not allowed to take anything. He's just guarding it. So therefore, if he has anything, we assume it's stolen. Aval aris d'isle b'gavei, but a aris who has a portion, right? He has a portion in the yeah, he has a percentage. He has a set out different types of arisim. So ema midenafshik amazvin. So because he has a part, then we assume that he is selling from his own stash, from his own what he is allowed to take. Rashi has midenafshik amazvin. Right, he's selling from his own stash, and therefore there's not a problem of buying from an aris. Tan rabbanon shomrei peiros lochem hankshin yoshvin umochrin. You're allowed to buy from the guards of fruit if they're basically doing it in a very open way, when they're sitting and selling, vasan lefneim, and the baskets are all open in front of them, v'turtani lefneim, and they have this big scale in front of them to measure out and to weigh out how much they want to sell you. So if it's obvious that they're calm, they're not afraid of anybody, they're selling out in the open, then fine, no problem, you can even buy from them. V'kulan sha'amru hatmein aser. But if when they sell to you, they say, keep it quiet, right? Hide it, be matmin it, right? So then, getting back to tamun issues of Rabbi Yehuda, right, so hatmein, so that's going to be aser, because obviously they're trying to cover it up. Lokem mehen mi pesach agina, avlo meachor agina. You're allowed to buy it from the pesach agina if they're selling it from the front of the garden, but not if they tell you, you know what, just come to the back. My special prices are in the back, so that you can't do. Period. Itmar, gazlon me'emas mutter liknos hemenu. If somebody's a goslin, you know he has a lot of stolen property. So when he's trying to do tshuva, so there are other gemaras which talk about what type of tshuva he has to do. When is he when he's in the same situation, when he breaks his kalim that he used to steal. But what about from our perspective? We want to buy stuff from him. So when can we buy stuff from him? He has his own tshuva to do, but when can we buy stuff from him? So machlokas. Me'matay mutter liknos hemenu, right? When you can buy from him, or on the side, the Rif's gear says ligvos hemenu. When can you collect from him? So Rav Amar Achate Rov Mishalo. It's got to be majority of his own assets. Until that point, if it's half and half or more stolen, then you can't buy from him. So Rav says it's got to be mostly his. Ushmuel Amar Afilumiyat Shalom. No, as long as he has a little bit of his, then we could say, it must be that you know, what you buy, you're allowed to attribute to what was the what was his originally in a kosher way. Why? How are you allowed to do that? Why are you allowed to say rely on the miut? Right? So the Yamsha Shlomo here says it must be that it's not a case of Vaday Gazel. It must be miut is for sure his, and rov is becheskas, is probably stolen. If it's for sure stolen, you have to go after the rov. But the case here that's allowed, that the machlokas is about, must be miut is for sure his, and rov is suffik. That is the Yamsha Shlomo's answer. The Taz says, no, kol kavua. Kol kavua kemechsa mechsadami. So once you have a miut that's his, so then that turns into half, as we've had in the past. Kol kavua, anything stationary is kemechsa mechsa. So once it's half and half, so then we say that you're allowed to. You're allowed to take from him. Does it come into Brera? I don't come into Brera, because what's stolen and what's not stolen is known. There's no suffik here. It's suffik from you. But he knows what's stolen and what's not stolen. So I don't know if Brera would have an effect here. And Ori Le'er of Yehuda La'ada Da'ila. Rav Yehuda told Ada Da'ila. What's Ada Da'ila? Ada the Shamish of the Rabbanan. Rashi explains. Kedivrei Ha'omer Afilu Miyat Shalo. That's what we paskin. Even Miyat is his. Period. Okay, so what's important about this Gemara? The Rambam. What is the Rambam paskin? What is the Rambam paskin in this Gemara about when you're allowed to buy from a ganav? So, if you look in Hilchos, let's start with Hilchos Geneva. If you look in Hilchos Geneva, the Rambam says in Perek Shishi, Kol davar sheches kaso shehu ganav aser likach oso. Anything that you know is stolen, you're not allowed to buy. V'cheinim rov oso hadavar shehu ganav in lokan oso. If rov is stolen, you're not allowed to buy from it. Who's he possibly like? If Rov is stolen, you can't buy from him. So the Argamar's Lashon was just the opposite Lashon. When can you buy from him? When most of it's his. Right? And Shmuel says, even when a miut is his. So who does he seem to be passing like? You need Rov. So the Magen Mishnah says, he seems to be passing like Rav. He seems to be passing like Rav. Who's up as a Rav? It's just a little bit problematic in the Lashon, because Rav says that if it's right, what does Rav say? It has to be mostly his, meaning half and half is not going to be good enough. And the Rambam says, if it's mostly stolen, it's a problem. Half and half would be good enough. So that's a small problem about the half and half. But in general, he's asking like Rav. But that is the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva. If you look in Hilchas Gezela, the Rambam says in Perek Hey, Aser Lehanos Min HaGazlan, Vim Hoya Miut Shelo, Afal Pisha Rov Mamono Gazel, Mutter Lehanos Mimenu. If it's mostly stolen, as long as it's miut of his, it's okay. Ache yodea bevade shadavar zekosel miyado, until you know for sure that it's gosel. Ask the Magen Mishnah. You don't need a rocket scientist for this kasha. Vizet tema. It's beforish stira. In Hilchas Geneva, he says it has to be rov mutter. And here he says, as long as it's miut mutter. Miut. So what do you say? So many answers given. The most obvious answer is probably what the Magen Mishnah himself says. Says the Magen Mishnah, lakayim divrei arav, nira lomar shu machalek. Bin Gazlan Laganov. Right? So why is this important to do today? Because we're connecting the first daf in Baba Kama to the last daf in Baba Kama. Our introductory shiur to Baba Kama, we spoke about differences between Geneva and Gzela. That was the first daf, daf Beis. We got into that even more on the first daf in Perek Meruba. But here, this is one of the major sources. Also, a chilek between Geneva and Gzela. The Rambam says, by Geneva, it's got to be Rov Mutter. By Gzela, as long as it's Miut Mutter. So again, just to review for a minute, we had many differences between a ganav and a gazla. Just the fact, why is there kefal by Geneva, and there's no kefal by gzela? You know, why is that in the Torah? There is a halacha that we learned about, and we'll get to about Metzia, the beginning of Zeo Neshach, of Goneva Manas L'meikat. Right? You're allowed to steal for fun. I'm just going to take your pencil. I'll give it back to you in 5 minutes. So the Gemara has that by Goneva Manas L'meikat, stealing for fun, or Goneva Manas L'shalim. I steal Geneva, I'm not so shalim. Both of those are usur. The Rambam not only says that's usur, the Rambam feels the need to put that into Sefer HaMitzvos. He puts that into the Los Asay. And in the midst of Sefer HaMitzvos, is generally the Rambam doesn't say all the halachas. He said he tries to capture one or two halachas which capture the essence of the Avera, or of the mitzvah. So he puts Geneva Manas L'meikat there. So why does he put out of all the halachas of Geneva? He says you can't steal for fun. So what does he put that there for? Question. The other halachas, the Rambam paskins in that puts in Geneva's goy into halacha aleph of Hilchas Geneva. Not even steal from a goy. Gzeilas Goyis and Halacha Beis. That's like as if it's a second level. The Rambam writes that the Bezdin is Makin Va'ochin Kantanim that are Gonev. And it doesn't say that by Gzeila. And here's the other difference. By Gnev, it's got to be Rove yours, Rove the Rove Shalom. And by Gzeila, as long as it's mutual, you're allowed to take it from him. So what's the answer? So the Menchas Chinuch already alludes to this. But Reb Chaim is the one that really expanded it in the sheet of the Rambam. Gneva, the Machayev of the Gneva is really the Maisa Gneva. That you did a terrible act. What you did is, you know, how could you do that? That you went, that he doesn't even know about it, you went during the night, even though ironically you might say that the act is worse by Gzeila, because you're confronting him, but at least in terms of Lamdis, the Machayev of Geneva is the act. And that's why we tell Ketanim not to do it. And that's why it doesn't matter if it's a Goy or a Jew in Halacha Aleph. And that's why going to Vamnas Lamekat, even if it's for fun, you're going to give it back in 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Geneva, the Maisa Geneva, is what is the Machayev. By Gzeila, it's more about the Hefsin Mamon. You caused a loss. You caused the loss, and therefore, it might depend, you know, who it is. And therefore, it's not, well, you don't be going, Ketanim, okay, they're, it's not about the act that's going to become ingrained in them. And all the differences play out here as well. All the differences between Geneva and Gzeila. That's also, by the way, why all the quasi-robbers, Kofer Bipikadon, Sholeach Yad Bipikadon, all of those that the Shol Shalomidas, all of those are harehu ki gazlan, not kaganov. Why? Because there's no maisa there. You're just denying it. So you can have the status of gazlan because you caused them a loss. But you're not going to be harehu kaganov. The Gemara has in all those cases harehu ki gazlan. So maybe this also connects. You got to work a little bit exactly though. So why should it be? If this is all the lamedes of Reb Chaim, so why is it our nafgamina that by geneva you need more to be his? So one could suggest, again, you have to work on it, but maybe one could suggest, if the mice is more of the problem, then maybe the money involved is labeled. It's labeled because this it was involved in this act, and if it's labeled, you don't want to touch that. It's labeled money, so it's got to be Rove Shelo. Only if it's me, it's stolen. But by Gzeila, it's not about money being labeled. You caused them a loss, so you got to get it back. So if you caused them a loss, money isn't labeled, so as long as miut belongs to the ganav, so maybe Gazlan, maybe that would be enough. Yeah, that's a possibility. But either way, this little Gemara hidden away at the end of Bava Kamma is a very important Gemara about how the Rambam paskens. Viter. Let's continue. Mamon Masur. The Mamon of a Masur. Right? So what are you allowed to do? So we already learned you're allowed to kill the Masur, as we'll talk about again in a second. But Mamon of a Masur. Fascinating. Why is it called a Masur and not a Moser? Why do we call him a Masur? Call him a Moser. He's being Moser people's money. Masur means he's unbelievable. You got to remember this. A Tosas Yantif in Nedarim, Perek Yud, where he's bothered by the Lashon of Arus. Like Aris and Arus. Only Arus. He's an Ores. He's Ma'ares, the woman. Why is he called an Arus himself? She was an Ores. So the same thing by a Masur. He goes, Vani Shamati Bedrashim Yipi Rabinu Maharal Levi Zal, Sh'amar B'Shem Masur, Lafisha Aval Pisha Lashaito Hua Po Lamosur Lacherim, Aval Karuhu Masur, Lahoros ki ba yavo yomo v'lo ya'acher v'hari hu nimsar. Kodesh, he thinks he's being Moser. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to make sure he's Moser. He's given over. He thinks he's being Moser now, but very quickly he's going to be a Moser. That's why it's called that. The Salapizeh Efshel Afarej. He says right now the man is being Ores, but you know what? There's also Ores. He is obligating himself into many obligations. The husband's not just being Maris, a woman. He's obligating himself as well. There's nothing negative, right? It's just the best way. After Gately Gamkin Lassi's Tuf Tam Lashem Arus, Sha'afa Pichel via MS, who are Ma'aris or Makandesh, Im Kolzahari Gamu Mishayev, Alvide Kamakin, Bakamatvarim, Shu Isnashayev Lishto. And therefore, the name Arus is fine, right? So that's what you gotta see. Tosis Yantif to remember, right? Masur. He thinks he's a Moser. He's a Masur very quickly. He thinks he's an Ores, but he's an Aris as well. Okay, that's Tosfos Yantif in Nedarim Perek Yud. So says the Gemara again, Mamon Masur, so the Mamon of a Masur, Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, what about the Mamon of a Masur? So Chadamar, so we had a few days ago, we spoke about the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua said, spoke about why there is no Kimle when it comes to a Moser. Because the Moser, why is there no Kimle afterwards? He should be Pater from all, because he's Chayiv Mis in that case. So we discussed that a few days ago with the Remeir Simcha about maybe it's just preventative, it's not an Onesh. That was we had that on Friday maybe. So says the Mama Maser, Rav Yehuda, Chad Amar Mutal Adu Biyad. One says that you're allowed to destroy. You're allowed to just take his money and destroy it, destroy the money. V'Chad Amar Asur L'Adu Biyad. Right. So one says no, you're not allowed to do that. Maybe only the Ali De Grama. Right. This was the discussion of the Rishonim and the Achronim on Friday's daf about Rav Kahana. Remember, Rav Kahana took care of the man who refused to stop when Rav says don't be a moser, and he refused. Rav Kahana took care of him, so he needed a kapara for 7 years, right? So if you need a kapara for 7 years, why? So one of the Rishonim, one of the Mefarshim explained that maybe because he did it directly, he was only supposed to do it Ali De Grama. Ali De Grama with the money and the killing. Anyway, so that's one of the days. So the Gemara here gives us svaras. Mandar mutal adu biyad. According to the one that says mutar to be ma'abed his money, lo yehi mamonah chamar migufo. If you could kill him, you could take care of his money. Mandar amar asur la'abdo dil ma'abel izar ma'alya. No, maybe he'll have some positive, good children. V'ksiv yachin rasha v'tzadik yilbash. And the pasuk says in Eov that the rasha prepares and the tzadik dresses with it. Meaning, you know, he'll prepare it and his kids will all get it. On the Gilead on the side, it points out there is no such pasuk. Right? There is no such pasuk. Take out the word Rasha. The pasuk appears Yachin Vitzadik Yilbash. The word Rasha is added in by the Gemara just as a pirush. But it's really does not exist. Right? That's what the again, sometimes the Gemara says Ksiv by, you know, Ben Sira Psukim also. We had earlier. So it doesn't always mean that it's a Beferish pasuk. It's a paraphrasing. So really the pasuk is Yachin Vitzadik Yilbash. We already spoke about on a Friday, but just to mention it again, the issue of killing a Moser, the Rambam is clear that the issue of killing a Moser is preventative. You're only allowed to kill the Moser to prevent him what he's doing. Once he does it, the Rambam says clearly, then you can't. Right? Yirali, says the Rambam, in Hilchas Chovel. The Rambam says, Asa ha-Moser asher zamam u-masar, Yirali sha-asr lahargo. Ela imkein huchzak limsar, harezi yaharek shema yimsar acherim. Right, you're only allowed to do it preventatively. If you know for sure he'll never have the power to do it again, then you're not allowed to take care of him. It's only preventative. Before he does it, or even if he did it, you'll let it do it preventative for the next time. That's what the Rambam says. The Rush, though, in the Tshuva, we read part of the Tshuva also on Friday, the Rush says, no, you could also do it, punish him in order to teach a lesson to others. V'chol Yisrael Yishmu B'yiro. Similar, he doesn't quote it, but the Ramban that we mentioned in the past, in Parshas Ki Tzetzeh, where the Ramban says that there are four individuals were in a special category, that they are not punished for what they did. Because if you look at each case, it seems like that what they're getting is not commensurate with what they did, but you punish the four of them, as the Torah says, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro, because society cannot function with these types of people, and you have to punish them for the good of society. Who are those four people? Number one, Edom Zomamin. You punish them only if they tried to do it, but if they did it, you don't punish them. Kind of halacha is that. Kasher Zomam V'lo Kasher Asa. Or Zakein Mamre. He's L'Shem Shamayim. He's one of the Sanhedrin. He thinks the rest of the Sanhedrin is wrong. The problem is, if he's outvoted, he's got to be quiet. He can't go out and paskin against the Sanhedrin. Zofkin Mamri, number three, is a Mesis. Even if you only try to get someone to do Avodah Zarah, but you yourself don't do Avodah Zarah. And number four, it's Sora Ramora. Right, that's what the Rabban is on. So those four need an Hashem so far. He's destroying the youth of society. So these four people, says the Ramban, are needed on shame sofo, and v'chol Yisrael Yishuv Yiro, it's for the good of society, similar here to what we might say about Mesira, what we might say about Mesira. Why is it dafka that the money of the Gemara talks about the money of a Moser? What about the money of any other Balavera? Dafka, the money of a Moser is we're gonna get rid of. Why not the money of a Mesis? What about the money of a Machal Shabbos? Dafka, the money of a Moser. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, because a Moser, as we'll talk about in a minute, might have the halacha. Well, actually, let's wait. Should we do that, Rabbi Yaakov, now? Yeah, let's do the Rabbi Yaakov now. Rabbi Yaakov writes, I saw quoted first from somebody else, but then I found it in Rabbi Yaakov inside. Rabbi Yaakov writes in Parshas Re'eh on Ir HaNidachas. He quotes a Mor Nevuchim. And he quotes a Mor Nevuchim. He cross-references four places in his commentary in the Emes LeYaakov. The Mor Nevuchim writes that when an Ir HaNidachas is burned to the ground, what kind of punishment is that? Is that a punishment? Right? All the men, women, and children in there are getting punished. So the language of the Rambam is, Ir HaNidachas hi beis av laharikas kol hamizidin. I'll read you, V'yeharag misas kfira, lo misas onesh. Says the Rambam, an Ir HaNidachas getting destroyed is not really a punishment per se, but it's really, this represents a scourge against God. And when that is a reality in the world, you have to get rid of it. It's misas kfira, lo misas onesh, says the Rambam. And you have various averos that have that category. It's a mitzvah kfira, and therefore, it's not just, you know, you're punishing. Because, irani dak, what about the trees? What did the trees do wrong? Right, no, this area is a stain against the kiddushim shamayim. Therefore, it has to be totally obliterated. That's the Roshan of the Rambam. So says the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's the issue here by Mesira. You have to give away, get rid of his money, Asur L'Avda, because he represents something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's endangering, you know, everything around him, all people around him, or the money is going to lead to nefashos. He says that could be the machlokas about Asur Mutu L'Avda B'yad. Is it a Mises Kfir or is it a Mises Onish? So that's what Rabbi Yaakov says in Re'eh. He cross-references it to Matos. Right? What happened to Matos? By Baal Pa'or, right? By Midian. But Israel had to destroy everyone, even the little babies. No, the little babies, what did they do wrong? So the answer is, you're right. As Petoris Onesh, you can say this about Amalek too. Right? Petoris Onesh, of course, they didn't do anything wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. But the idea is, if there's a nation that represents a Kfira, Mises Kfira, so then you just have to wipe that out from the world. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it. You can't have any remnants and remembrance of this belief, and therefore that is what it's about. And that's what the Anshei Chayil made a mistake, he explains in Matos, that they thought it was a Milchama Shel Onesh, and really Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at them because it really was a Milchama Shel Kfira. That was his lashon. But either way, that's an important chilek, which helps a little bit in understanding that halach. Okay, the Sefer Chinuch adds in one line where he says, okay, even if you don't have this, Asur L'Avda B'yad might not just be because of the Yarshim, but it might be because, as the Sefer Chinuch says many times, so we don't breed Midas Tovas, Midas Ro'os within ourselves. Right? The more we act in an evil way, it could affect us. Kadesh lo yargal adam tivo b'kach. Ki griyus yiyeh b'nefesh b'haragila b'midas ha'chusos v'aros. That's the in Mitzvah Reish Chaf Tes. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda havi le'ahu arisa davi tokel v'yov tokel v'shokel. Rav Chisda had a certain sharecropper. He used to weigh out exactly, this is for you, this is for me. Tokel v'yov, he weighed something out and gave it to Rav Chisda. Tokel v'yov shokel, he took it and he took it back. Very, very meticulous in his weights. And Rav Chisda didn't like that. Salke, he took him away. He removed him from his position. Kara nafshi, and he called on himself. It's safun l'tzadik. It's hidden for a tzadik, meaning himself, cheil chote. Meaning the cheil, the assets of a sinner. Kasha, what did he do wrong? What did the Ars do wrong? He was being very medactic. Very medactic. So what was the problem? So various achronim. Some say that Rav Chisda was a Kohen. And therefore he should be noted Chelik Barosh. And he wasn't giving him Chelik Barosh. And that's why he got upset. But others say that no. One of the achronim says that no. If somebody is so medactic, very, very exact, they probably took a little more for themselves. Sha'adam she'eno muchan levater klum mishalo. If you don't want to give an inch, then hu b'cheskas ganav. You can't be so exact, and you probably were bent more on the side of yours than on the side of his. That's this case of the Aris. Obviously, we know that it's good to be medactic you can't be altad. What is it in Pirkei Avos? Right, you shouldn't be omade. Right, maestrus. But either way, that we learn certain messages from the Gemara. Period. But now we darsh in the second half of the going back to the pasuk in Iyov. Kima tikvas chanef ki yivsa. What is the hope of the person who does chanifa? Ki yivsa, the flatterer. Ki yivsa, when he steals. Ki yeshal aloka nafsho. Hashem will take out his soul. So whose soul are we talking about? Refuna Rav Chisda. Chadam ar nafsho the nigzal. One says the nefesh of the nigzal, that Hashem is going to save the soul of the nigzal and take care of you. Chadam ar nafsho shal gazlan. One says the nefesh of the gazlan. Madam ar nafsho shal nigzal d'chsev. The one who says the nefesh of the nigzal, because it says kein archos kol bosei abetza. Right, this is the way of somebody who steals. As nefesh ba'al avikach. Somebody who steals takes the soul of the one he steals from. And that's why Hashem's going to have to take it back. The one that says it's talking about the nefesh of the gazlan, tichsiv al tigzal dalki dal, who don't steal from a poor man because he's poor. The altadaki ani bishar, don't crush a poor person in the gate. Ki Hashem yariv rivam, Hashem's gonna fight for him. The kavas koveim nefesh, and Hashem will steal back your soul. Meaning you stole. We had the lashon of keva sometimes means steal, and that's my one of the favorite right in the pasuk in Malachi. Third parak in Malachi, where it uses you steal karbanos, your koveya animals, and you give them to Hashem. Rashi in the Targum there says kevez lashon gzela. So kevez koveya nefesh means stealer. That you are Hashem's going to steal your soul, the gazlan. So what does each one do with the other pasuk? V'idach nami yaksev nefesh ba'alav yikach. What is the one who says it refers to gazlan? What does he do with that pasuk? My balav, balav the hashta. No, it means the new bialim, meaning the gazlan. And that's how we could refer to it, that even the gazlan, first the gazlan's nefesh. What about that? Where it refers to the gazlan, what is the madamar? It says nigzal matam ka'amar. So the gemara said, no, it's talking about what's the reason. Matam ka'avas ka'vayim, mishum de ka'vay nefesh. Why is Hashem going to take your nefesh? Because you took the nigzal's nefesh. But either way, you could work out each of the psukim. Omar Rebbe Yochanan. Says Rebbe Yochanan, this could have been on the first daf also, or at least the first daf in Meruba. Anybody who steals even a Shavah Pruta from someone is as if he took his neshama. Right? This is the basis, some suggest, for the Shita that we had in Ksubis, Daf Yiftas. We also discussed it earlier here in Babakama Daf Samach. Rabbi Meir Shita in Ksubis, who says that there are the big four, not just the big three. Right? Gezela and Geneva is also one of the big four. Where does that come from? The Hari Vayavar comes from here, because it's as if you are stealing his soul. I saw one of the Hasidic Rebbes says, why is this? Because the whole purpose of life is to be Mekadi Shem Shemayim with everything that Hashem gives you. And if somebody else has a pruta and you are taking it from him, and therefore he doesn't have the opportunity to be Mekadi Shem Shemayim with that pruta, so then you're stealing basically what he's supposed to do in life, and therefore that's the reason for the extreme formulation. Also, we had earlier, remember, that when you're a ganef and a goslin, especially a ganef, we spoke about being mashve kvod eved, look kvod kono, by a ganef, it's even worse. This gemara is about gzela, but there are unit, but gneve and gzela is something extreme. And just to end off, we know the mabel, the dora mabel, in a dor nechtamela, in a gzar din nechtamela ala gezel. Right, that's what did it for them. That was the ultimate. They did all the averus, but Gezel is the worst. In Ne'ila, the Shem Anato points out, in Ne'ila, what do we ask Hashem? Right, save us from Me'oshek Yadenu. Oshek, all the averus we could be mizvada on by Ne'ila. It's dafla Me'oshek Yadenu. The answer is, so he says, I'll pi drush. Maybe Gezel and Geneva symbolize that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us certain kochos and we don't use them as we are supposed to, so we are stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're stealing what he gave us to do. And that's why Me'oshek Yadeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us out to fulfill our potential. But there's a lot about Gozel Eschavero Shave Pruta. Okay. Shenemar, what's the pasuk? Called Kain Archos Kol Baseya Batzez Nefesh Balav Yikach, as we had. V'yomer, and there are four psukim that refer to this. V'yomer, V'yachal Kitzirchav Alachmacha, and he will eat your harvest, meaning you're gonna, when you're a ganef, you're gonna lose everything. Yochlu banecha uvenosecha, and even you're gonna lose your kids. V'yomer mechamas bnei Yehuda asher shachu damnaki biarsam. Pasuk in Yoel, first it talks about chamas, which is a type of forced selling, and then it compares it to shachu damnaki. V'yomer, it also says by Shmuel in Shmuel Beis by Shaul el Shalvo Beis Adamim asher al shehemis is a givonim, as we'll see. It's the pasuk attributes Shaul killing the Givonim, even though he didn't really kill the Givonim. He only killed the people who gave food to the Givonim, as we'll see. My Viomer. So what are all these psukim here? What do you have to have four psukim? So v'chitim a nefesh didei aval nefesh banav ubenosav lo. If you think only his nefesh, I said it before that when a ganav even affects the children of the nignav. If you say you're only taking his nefesh, aval nefesh banav ubenosav lo, you're not taking his kids' nefesh. Tashma basar banav ubenosav, you're even affecting his children. V'chitim a and if you say the only problem, you're only taking his nefesh, if you don't pay for it. But if you paid for it, if you gave him the money, you forced him to give it to you. So then you might think there's nothing wrong with that. Tashma mechamas bnei Yehuda shershafku damnaki. Even chamas, we had on the last daf in Perakakones, Samach Bezom and Aleph, right? That chamas is also a problem as yohiv dami. Even if you pay money, you still might be violating. Right? This comes up elsewhere also. Ba'artsam. Right. Also, we didn't get to discuss Lo Sachmod in a while, but we get to in the beginning of Bamitzia. But Lo Sachmod comes up. But Lo Sachmod is also about a case where you're going to violate an Aveira. It could be even though you paid something for it. V'chitema, and finally, Hanimil Hechadagav B'Yadayim, you might think only if you did it actually, B'Yadayim actively, Aval Gramalo. But if you only caused a problem, you don't get this title of Notel Nushma, so Tashma, that's Shaul. El Shaul Vabes Adamim, Al Asher Hemes is a Givonim. Shaul gets credit for killing the Givonim. Where do you see that Shaul did the Givonim? We know Shaul did certain Averis in Shmuel Beis, right? The whole second half of the Sefer is running after David HaMelech to try to kill him. But in Shmuel Aleph, but where do you see that he killed the Givonim? He didn't do that. Ela Mitoch Sheharag Nov Ira Kohanim Shemasabkan Lem Maimumazu. He killed out Nov. Remember, because he thought that Nov was collaborating with David HaMelech, and they were hiding him, so he wiped out the entire city of the Nov Ira Kohanim, and they supplied food and water to the Givonim. So Malav Akasav Kilu Hargan. So it's as if he killed them. Basically, he stole, and therefore, even though it's only a grumma, so therefore, that's also enough. Period. Isn't there an issue of Yeshliya, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera? Reishol didn't even do it himself. He sent his generals to do it. So why is it even called David? There's an unbelievable Radak. Another Yesod Gadol on the last daf in, right, we had before, we had the Tosfos Yantif. This Radak goes to Radak and Shmuel Beis.
Can we learn that King
of Israel? Oh, Ver Shmuel Beis, Perakid Beis. I don't remember it from the Radak. What? I'm sorry? By David, we had that in Kedushin. We had that back in Kedushin also. Well, maybe we discuss when we discuss Shlichus Ravera. Maybe relate it back. The Gemara says Beferish and Kedushin. There's Shlichus Ravera issues, but the Gemara there didn't say shiny. The Gemara didn't say shiny Din Melech, but that was by Uriah. But here the Radak says in Yud Beis Tes Afal Gav De Bechala Torah Kula Ain Shlichus Ravera Ki Bechal Makom Ashleich Padav Ashleich Chayiv Hacha Shiny Shakasav Karahor Horeg V'Atam Lafisha Haya Melech. Vein overall mitzvaso kilu huhargo, because you don't say divrei harav divrei atama divrei mishomim, because he's also the rav, and you have to listen to the king. He's not the ultimate rav. V'chein shol shetziva larog nover akonim kilu hargum. Unbelievable. Got to remember that radak. Rak alva bikin ki in kol adam nizar bazev yodei lidrosh. That's the radak. But again, David at the end, right on base, okay. Right where he says, I don't know if we discussed it there. Maybe you had that in your shir, but good. But it's a din of right. The melech is different, but right, you got to put that gemara about the at the end of Akonis. Vayter avalochin min hanashim tan rabbanan. Getting back to the issues of buying from people who might have stolen it. You're allowed to buy wool from women in Yehuda and flax from women in Galil, and you don't assume that they stole it from their husbands. But you can't buy wine, oil, and flour, because that they might have taken without permission. It's not from avadim or children. She's allowed to sell little amounts, because we can assume that, you know, even if something belongs to her husband, you know, he's mochel, and it's understood. Obviously, bismanazel, where there are joint bank accounts, you know, it's definitely understood. Her name is on the bank account as much as others. But again, in the early, when the woman really had nothing to do with the finances, she was in the house in the times of the Gemara. Sorry, and she needed a sheitel, exactly. So then you got I don't know if arba v'chamisha dinar would be enough of that, but maybe a no-name brand. V'kulan sha'amr lahatman aser. But in any case where the woman says, you know what, you know, take it, but just hide it, and don't be public with it. It's aser because obviously she's trying to hide something. Gavayit staka lochem mehendavar muad avaladavar meruba. A gavayit staka can take from them small amounts of staka, because we assume that's what the husband would want, but not a davar meruba. The Maariv Chayis here says, but didn't David HaMelech take a lot from Abigail when Abigail was trying to, remember the story, Abigail was married to Naval. And David HaMelech was upset at Naval, he was going to kill him, and Abigail gets David to not kill Naval, and Naval has the heart attack anyway, and then she eventually marries David. But there, David HaMelech, if you look in the Pesukim, she gave him all these presents. So the Nodav Yehuda asks, Maariv Chayis quotes the Nodav Yehuda here, how could he take that? Right? Do you think Naval would have wanted him to get it? Right? Pikuach Nefesh for him, he would have, meaning he would be Mochel. Anyway, but that's what the Maariv Chayis here says. And from people who press olives, you're allowed to take from them a lot of oil, because obviously they're obviously not hiding anything then. Not small amounts. You're allowed to take oil and olives from the women on the by Yantif time in the Gola Elyon, because they're very expensive. And sometimes men don't want to be involved, so they tell their women to do it, but and they give it to the wives and to sell. And if since they're very expensive, so obviously every little bit the man would notice, and the woman is obviously acting for the man. The Meiri here says, Hakol Lefi Ha'inyan. Right, just got to know exactly the case and figure it out. Use your Seichel. Ravina Iglal Be'en Mechuzah, Asunashid Be'en Mechuzah. Ravina, who was the Gabbait Staka, went to Be'en Mechuzah, and Asunashid Be'en Mechuzah, the women of Be'en Mechuzah came out. Ramu Kamei Kavli Vishiri. So they threw their jewelry at him. So kabila minayo. So he took it. Thank you for the tzedakah. Ambalei rabato svalu ravina batani gabi tzedakah mechala mein devar muad avalo devar meruba. You're only allowed to accept the little things. Amalei hani lebnei mechuzah devar muad ninu. Bnei mechuzah, this is like nothing to them. This is pocket change. This is pocket change to them. Last Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah is talking about cases. What when you have a worker? When you have a worker and there are items that the worker works with that are kind of rubbish. They're garbage. When do we assume that this garbage belongs to the balabayas and when does it belong to the worker? For example, mochin shakoves motzi. When a koves washes something, the bottom hems sometimes the threads come out. Or you have to take them out to do the washing. So when do those threads could he keep, and when does he have to give it back to the balabayas? So hare elu shalo. So when he takes out the little threads, he could keep them. Vasorek mosi arishal balabayas. But a professional comber that is straightening, so those are serious strings that come out when you comb, and therefore those have to be given back to the balabayas. Kobis no gimel chutin. The kobis could take three rows of threads at the bottom of the beged. Vein shalo. That's understood. Yes, and mikan arin shal balabayas. But more than that is only the balabayas. Is belongs to the balabayas. In my shachar al gabi alavan. But if there's a black thread on the bottom of a white garment, then obviously he doesn't want that to be there. So no delas hakov ain't shalos. Then the koves can take out the whole thing, and it's his. Hachai jashir sachut k'delifarbo. If a tailor sewed something and he had some string left over and it's enough to sew with, so he's got to give that back. Umatlishi gimel gimel, or he sewed something and then he cut off a section, and it's gimel gimel etzbos. Hareilu shal balabayis. That's also big enough to be of the balabayis. Umasha cheresh moti b'matzad. And let's say a carpenter. There's some extra sawdust or other types of pieces in his drill. When he's drilled, the kari shalo, he can keep those little pieces. Upakashil, a kishil is a bigger type of saw type of klish, a balabayas. Those are larger, so therefore it belongs to the balabayas. Vema ose, it's a balabayas. And if he's working in the balabayas' house, then af hanisarim, or nisarish a balabayas. And even the sawdust that belongs to the balabayas. That's why I want you to work by me, because everything belongs to me. That's what this whole amud is about. These issues. You could buy extra pieces of wool from the koves because it obviously belongs to him. The koves could take the two bottom threads, and those are his. We'll see. The Mishnah said three. That'll be a stira. And he can't put more than three stitches for every loop. What does that mean? Rashi explains that when after they wash something, they had to stretch it out in order to dry it properly. And then they brushed it, and when you stretch it out, you added on these extra threads to loop around whatever's holding it stretched out. So they used to connect three, like for every loop, how many loops did you put on? So a certain number of threads for every loop. But somehow the metzius was that after you took out the loops, you had to cut off the loop, you had to cut off some of the garment also. So you can't put too many stitches to every loop because then you're going to be cutting off too much of the garment. Okay. And when you comb it, you got to comb it vertically and not horizontally, because horizontally it will take off too much of the threads. But you even it out lengthwise and not widthwise. We'll get to that later. And if it's not even on the bottom, you can cut it off and make it all even up to a tefach. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to make these pants into shorts to make them even and keep the bottom. That's not allowed, obviously. Period. Omar Mar Shnechutin. This Brisa said you're allowed to have two. The Kovis is cut off two threads. Vanantan Shalosh. We learn in the Mishnah three. Lokasha Habalim Habaktini. If it's thick threads, you only get to keep two. If it's thin threads, you could keep three. Lo Yisroka Begalishisio La Arvo. You're only allowed to comb it vertically. Vatanya Ifcha. We learned the opposite. Lokasha Habaklima Habasarbala. The question is, Rashi explains that if you comb it vertically, then it wears out the beged more. It makes it thinner and more delicate, but it looks nicer. So, beglima, buy a coat that you wear every day. You'd rather have it able to have the wear and tear. And therefore, it's better not to have it look as beautiful, but just have it stronger. Harbisarvala, if it's a type of scarf that's only worn every once in a while, you want that fancy, even though it's going to be more delicate. You can't put more than three strings for every loop. Going back and forth, that's called one thread or two threads. Right? How do you calculate the three? Take, unclear. You could even it lengthwise and not widthwise. Vatanya ifcha. We had another brace that said the opposite. So lokasha ha beglima ha bam yoni. It depends. If we're talking about a coat, So a coat, people see the bottom of the coat. So then that's got to be even at the bottom. So that you're allowed to even width, lengthwise. Habeham yoni, but by a belt, nobody sees the bottom of your belt. So therefore, that you can only even widthwise, because that's got to be even when you tuck it in, when you have the belt. You can't buy mochen from a comer, because those, well, we said about koves, maybe certain types you can, but not by a sorik. And even though the Ravid says, wasn't he koni at bishinui? Interesting, you sewed gadol also, the last amud. The Ravid says here, if it's a shinui that's done midas balabayas, that's not called a shinui. He gave it to you to wash. He gave it to you to be mishana a little bit. That's not called shinui kone. Important. But in a place where the minhag is to let the sarkim keep it, fine. But you could buy pillows from them and blankets. My time, because that's a real shinui. After they stole the wool, they keep it when they shouldn't have, but now they put it into a pillow, so that is a shinui. Period. These are all different types of instruments and kelim used by weavers. So you can't buy from them, because l'chora, they were paid for by the balabayas, and they are stolen. But you could buy from him a spotted beged, even though it looks like, why would this guy have a beged that's made of 15 different pieces of cloth? He probably stole all of them. The answer is shinui kone. Now it's a beged, and you could buy it from him. Are v'shesi, and also you could buy from him just wool, horizontal and vertical wools, tavui, spun thread, v'arik, and a beged that's woven. One second. Amri hashti tavi shakli arig mi boy. If you could buy from him spun thread, of course you could buy a beged. That's more of a shinui. So my arig tichi. No, arig here means tichi. It means a type of beged that does not use woven. That does not use woven spun threads. So therefore, it wouldn't be a kavachomer. You can't buy from a dyer. Also to Dugmos, when you went to a dyer to get your wool dyed or clothing dyed, you gave him a little example. Show me your work. So you give him a little piece of cloth to show to practice on. So a lot of times they keep that because the Balabais forgets about it, but really the Balabais wants it back. So you can't buy from the Zava these types of osos and dugmos, below solution sil samo or pieces of wool, but you could buy from him a colored beged, tavui begadim, spun thread in begadim. So Gemara says, one second, hasha tavui shaka begadim, you buy spun thread, you could buy, of course you could buy begadim. My begadim namti. No, begadim here means translated as felt, meaning it's a type of beged that's made by pressing the threads together and not weaving them together. So that's why that's the chiddush. Taner Rabban and Anosin Oris LaAbdon Hakitzon Vatulushin Harayil Shabal Abayis. If you give a piece of leather to a tanner to make into cloth, the pieces that he cuts off that are Shabal Abayis. He's not mochel those. The Ola Umishetef B'Mayim Harayil Shalo. But when he soaks it, some little tiny pieces come up from the water that he's allowed to keep. If it's black, you could take off the bottom black parts. If it's a white beged, they used to call kovsim katsris, people who shorten things. And he's allowed to take the shortened things. He's allowed to take the little pieces. Amar of Yehuda, hakol only yiminyan treles. Right? These extra, let's say these two or three extra threads on the bottom of a garment, they were left there, and the guy, the koves, did not take them. Then you're allowed to leave them there, luminian tcheles. What does that mean? The Shulchan Aruch discusses when you put tzitzis on the corner of a beged, tcheles here means tzitzis, then you have to leave it. We don't have time to read it, but the Shulchan Aruch says, you can look it up in Simen Yud Aleph, in Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph Tes, and Yud Aleph, Yud Aleph, that the hole has to be no more than 3 fingers from the edge, and no less than the length from your top knuckle to your fingernail. That's the minimum amount, and the maximum amount's got to be 3 fingers length. That's where the hole has to be put. So here it says, "I call only minin tcheles." Even though he left it there, they should be taken off these edges, these hems. But you're allowed to count that towards this number. "I call only minin tcheles," meaning in terms of being distant from the edge. Yitzchak bari kapat alaya. My son Yitzchak though was mapped to take him off before he counted the tzitzis, So how much? The Mishnah said that if he has any leftover thread, so that is he has to give back. What's the minimum amount that's able to be used for tefira? Amar Avasi, Malo Machat, V'chutz L'Machat. One needle's length and a little bit more than a needle's length. Ibai Luhu, Malo Machat, V'chutz L'Machat, Kimalo Machat. Does it mean more than a needle's length? That means 2 needle's lengths. Odila Malo Machat, V'chutz L'Machat, Mashu. Or does it mean a little more than 1 needle's length? What does it mean, michutz l'machat? So Tashma the Tanya, Chai just yiras achud pachos bikadei litvarbo. If a tailor left over the string less than amount to be tofer. Umat l'shib chusim mishalosh shalosh. And he left over a piece of garment that's less than 3x3. Bizman shabal abayis makbid alein harin shabal abayis. When the balabayis is makbid, it belongs to the balabayis. Ain balabayis makbid alein harin shalo. And if he's not makbid, then it belongs to him. So e amrit bishlamam lo machad v'chus l'machad kim lo machad. If we say the minimum amount is 2 needles lengths, so then pachos mikan chazi l'sichsa. Then less than 2 needles lengths could be roi for something. You can make a loop out of it. Ela e amrit. But if you say, what's the shear? Malo machad v'chus l'machad mashu pachos mikan l'may chazi. If you say the shear is a little bit more than a needle, than 1 needle, then less of that is worthless. So what do you mean if he's makbid on less than that? What would he use it for? So it must be that the minimum amount is 2 needles lengths, not a little bit more than 1 needle's length. Period. The Mishnah said that different rules about sawdust and other remainders. What the carpenter is motzi from his drill and that comes off from the saw, hari ilusha balabayas, that belongs to the balabayas, that's already the stira, because the Mishnah says what comes out of the matzah is his. And here it says to the balabayas, vayoti mitach machdech, it comes out of the drill, mitachas retaini, out of his scissors, like with the hair on the bottom of the floor in the barber. Vanigra ben megera, hari ilusha lo, that belongs to him. Amar Rava. Rava says, no, we just call Kalim differently. Biasra, detana didon, ika tardi chatzinui. In our place, says Rava, we have 2 big chopping tools. L'rabasi karele kshil, uluzidrashi karele matzad. We call the big one a kshil and the small one a matzad. Biasra, detana bra, but in the place of the tana of the brisa, chadhu di, there's only 1 cleaver karele matzad. It's a big cleave they call matzad. So the kshil of our mission is just like the matzad of the brisa. Fine. Vimaya oseitz a balabais, but if he's working by the balabais, everything belongs to the balabais. Tana Rabbanan, Mesatati Avanim Ein Bem Shem Gezel, chisel, stone chiselers, there's no gezel from them because, right, everything belongs to them. Mefaski Ilanos, we people who take off extra leaves from the tree in order to make it grow nicely. Mefaski Kfanim do the same thing with vines. Menakfi Higi, the same thing with bushes. Menakshi Zeran, people who weed. Ve'odri Yerakos, people who weed vegetable gardens. Bizman Shal Balabais Makbid Aleim Yishem Shem Gezel, for balabais is makbid to get everything he takes out. So then if there's gezel, he can't take it. Ein balabais makbid to the land, harei l'shalo, but if the balabais is not makbid, it belongs to him. Amr Rav Yehuda, kshos v'chaziz, hops and unripe straw, ein by mishum gezel, we assume that the balabais would not be makbid on those. Ba'asr tekapti, yesh by mishum gezel. In a place where they're makbid, yesh by mishum gezel, amr Ravina, umasa machzia, asr tekapti hu, Ravina says, masa machzia is a place where they're makbid. It says the marsha, that's how you end. Well, they're makbid. What, they're great Rishayim, they're big Rishayim. They're makbid on every tiny little thing, so the Marsha says, no, all the Babas are one sugya, one Mesechta. So this is in the end. So even though we ended, it's really not the end. Maybe there's others. The Sharmas Yonah Malacha quotes another Gemara that tzaddikim are being makbid on their money even more than on their own guf, right? Because they're very makbid on everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them. So here, it's a praise of Masa Machsia. They're makbid on their money, they're very medaktik with everything. Okay? Sorry, B'chol Modecha. Sorry? Right, Tov. It's Richel Amira Tov. They need Tov. Right, they didn't have to say Tov. They need good grazing pastures. Okay? Adlocha goes to Basra, Slikam Sabbath Baba Kama, and Beth Hashem tomorrow, Shai Mokhsam Batalis. Okay, remember to bring the next volume. Okay.